This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I'm trying to keep track of the lunacy of the intolerant left, and they've gone after voice actors now, where you know how you have all these cartoons like South Park and all these different characters. Some of the characters in the cartoon are Asian, and some are black, and some are white, and some are Indian, and so on. Well, now it's apparently racist for someone to voice the character who isn't themselves the same race as the character they're voicing. Now, this is pretty bizarre stuff. I mean, basically it means that if you have an Asian woman character in a cartoon, it has to be voiced with an Asian accent by an Asian-looking woman. Now, I thought it was racist to look at an Asian woman and assume that you talk like an Asian-accented woman. I thought that was racist. But apparently, no, that's now the demand. It's racist for a white woman to speak in a voice acting context as an Asian woman with an accent. But what about an American who speaks with a British accent? Is that also racist because you're not really British, you're speaking with a British accent? Or is that okay because they're both white? I mean, what are the rules, right? Because they're making these up all along. What about an African American who can voice a white character? Is that okay because they're black and so they have black special privilege where it's okay for them to voice any character? Or is that racist because it's cross race voice acting? And by the way, whatever happened to the idea that acting is acting, that an actor is playing a role? I mean, an actor might play a doctor on TV. It doesn't mean they're actually a doctor. I mean, is it racist for a non-doctor to play a doctor? Do you actually have to go out and recruit real doctors to play doctors? I mean, this is true with gay characters and transgender characters in movies. It's, you know, the LGBT community is up in arms over straight men or women playing gay or transgender characters. They go crazy over that. So, no, you have to have a gay person play a gay person. Well, wait a minute. I thought this was acting. Can't a straight person play a gay person? And can't a gay actor play a straight actor? Because that's been going on forever. You know, gay actors playing straight characters on TV. There's nothing wrong with that. Or a transgender actor could play a non-trans character on TV. There's nothing wrong with that. They're called actors. They're playing roles. So whether it's voice acting or character acting, isn't it supposed to be based on merit, where we look at the skill of the actor and not whether they're playing the correct gender or the correct race or the correct nationality or the correct skin color? You know, that's totally insane. I mean, you look at great actors, and I even consider people like Robert De Niro, who I think his politics are insane, but as an actor, he's a genius. He's a great actor. He's a wonderful actor, but a horrible human being, you know? But I don't care. I don't judge his politics to watch his movies because I only expect him to be an actor, a good actor. You know, same thing. Matt Damon, for example, loved him as Jason Bourne. Great actor. You know, very gifted. Horrible politics. Doesn't matter. I don't go to Hollywood and expect people to be politically aligned. I just want them to be good actors. And by the way, I don't want them to lecture me on my politics either. That's not their job. They're actors. They play characters. So if you're trying to keep track of all the rules of the radical left here, it's impossible because they keep changing them, and it's impossible to know who's going to be offended over what. Apparently, just in case you're curious, everything is racist, including Aunt Jemima syrup. You know, and now skin whitening products are being pulled off the shelves by L'Oreal because the term whitening is apparently racist, even though the products actually whiten the skin. They are whitening products. That's not just a racial, you know, branding message. It's actually what they do. So I guess, what about dentistry? Are teeth whitening products now going to be considered racist? And the bigger question, actually, I'm wondering is, will Black Lives Matter protesters who are white, will they go into their dentist and ask for teeth blackening so that they can have charcoal-looking teeth, you know, in solidarity with Black Teeth Matter? because apparently white is bad. So, you know, white teeth are bad. White milk is bad. White bread is bad. White skin whitening cream is bad. So I guess let's just have charcoal teeth now, you know, in solidarity. I mean, where does the insanity end is the real question here. And I'm not sure it does end, because a lot of these leftists have become sort of drooling, you know, insane asylum patients, totally insane, just bending over and crying on the sidewalk, just screaming nonsense. I don't even know what they're saying anymore. They need help. They need to be moved into mental institutions or something. But look, universally stated, probably you and definitely myself, we agree in universal respect and liberty and universal human dignity. All lives matter, period. All lives matter. We don't judge people by the color of their skin, and we don't call everybody racist while making up some kind of crazy invented new, you know, reason to be offended. No, it's okay for actors to play characters that they are not themselves. It's okay for voice actors to play voices that aren't their original voice. That's why they're called voice actors, people. Let's get a grip. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for Brighteon.com.